Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. As you may know, I did not put a podcast episode out last week. Last week was chaotic, but I'm back, y'all. And I didn't put down my to-do list this week. And yeah, so here we are, recording it for y'all. Hope everyone is doing well. And today we're going to be talking about naming your season. So I know everyone is in a different season, but what I want you to think about is, what do you do when your life isn't going as you planned or is having a tough time adjusting to whatever you're doing? I want you to ask yourself, how do you react? Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic about it? Are you having a positive outlook about what's going on and you're looking forward to what's next? Or are you going to just, you know, be negative about it and just let that season bring you down versus pushing you through? I want you to think about that, because sometimes our heart posture and our attitude holds us back from enjoying what's going on in the present moment. And oftentimes, sometimes the present moment is not as fun, but you're going to learn something if you're present and you allow yourself to feel where you are. I know for me, I'm in a new season because we just had a new baby. He'll be 3 months this week. And it's an adjustment. And what I learned to do is like ask myself, how is my attitude during this season? And how can I utilize what I'm learning to become a better woman? And I call this season where I am right now is, God, I trust you. Because like most days, it's tough, you know, trying to balance my toddler, my baby, still get things done through the house and just still spend time with myself and my husband. It's like a new adjustment. And I feel like I've become a new woman having another baby. Like, I am a new mom and a new woman. I'm just discovering who I am again as a woman, a wife, a mom. I'm selective now, even more selective, like what I spend my time doing and who I'm spending time with. Just to make sure that my energy is good and that I'm showing up as the best I can be. So I'm protecting my environment so that I can be who I need to be. And I want you to ask yourself, are you in an environment where you can thrive and be the woman that you desire to be on a daily basis? Because if not, I want you to ask yourself, how can you do this? Because you are not limiting yourself to just being a mom, okay? You are meant to do more. And don't get me wrong, as a stay-at-home mom, I love being a mom. But I also make sure that I have myself outside of that. Like, I have hobbies, I have friends, I have different things I like to do. Like, I don't just put my whole life on my children, because they're going to grow up and leave. But I'm going to focus on raising them the best that I can. But I won't let that be 100% my only focus. And one thing that's been helping me get better is praying and fasting more. And I, for the most part, I've been doing good. In the month of August, I've just been solely listening to worship music. It keeps me centered. If you're listening to the right ones, like focusing on who God is versus like him making something happen for you, it just makes you more appreciative and just makes you more confident of what he's doing in your life. Now, I'm not saying asking isn't effective, though. Because the Bible does say, ask and you shall receive if if you're confident about it. But I'm going to make sure that once you ask, you're confident, like, okay, God, I trust you. And I'm going to make steps, like order my steps so I can get to where I want to be. Not like, oh, just drop it in my lap. Because sometimes we're not ready for what we ask for. Although we think we want it, but we're not ready for it. So that's something I've been focusing on and just thinking how, you know, I see myself and seeing God and how, you know, we're made in his image and just really empowering myself. And sometimes think of it like your kids, like, you know, like that ask, you know, and sometimes it's not yet or it's a no, but it's just think about it the same way with God. Like sometimes, you know, we're not ready for what we're asking for, but when we do ask, be confident and know that you're going to take those steps to get there if that's meant for you. So that's how I feel. And I have some songs on repeat right now. If you are interested in learning more about those, let me know. One of them is I Trust You by James Fortune. You can listen to that on YouTube. And When You Praise by Fred Hammond. Those are like my two songs that's on repeat. And if you need some uplifting songs, let me know. I would love to talk more about it. And you can also message me on Instagram at balance motherhood underscore. But these uplifting songs just remind me who God is and how I'm not forgotten despite the enemy wanting me to believe that. Because sometimes as a woman, as a mom, you can feel like you are so alone. You don't think people want to help. But in the end, that's not true. You're never alone. Like, even God has you and he has people around you. And sometimes you may have to get out your comfort zone to meet the people that you need in your life. And it's going to happen. But I just want you to be reminded of his word. And my favorite verse right now that I'm continuously meditating on is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. So our feelings change, but God doesn't. And sometimes our minds can deceive us because we sometimes allow our feelings to control us versus us controlling our feelings. And you want to focus on the positive aspects of life, not meditating on the negative moments or what woulda, coulda, shoulda have done. Just focus on what you can shift and think about what you want to attract in your life. And I know you're like, okay, how can I do this as a mom? Well, think bigger than just being a mom. How can you do that as a woman? How can you shift your perspective when something happens in your job and you're not happy about it? Or like something your kids did, like what's your mindset around that? And if your husband or your partner did something that you don't agree with, what's your heart posture on that? Really think of it. And no, it's not an overnight thing like, oh, I'm gonna flip a switch and I'm gonna be the person that I'm supposed to be. No. It takes work. It takes some unlearning and also accountability. Like, hold yourself accountable. Have an accountability partner so that you can show up better. I know since I've been doing this, I want to say I've been on this really shifting and healing almost for 2 years, like really strong in it. And I want to say that it just makes a big difference from the people around you to yourself and how you see yourself. And you guys, once you start really having that positive aspect, it's just like a weight lifted because you're not worried about the negative because you know that things work out and it's not something to be stressed about or like just worrisome. It's not worth it. So I want you guys to just think about who are you becoming and how you're going to get there and what's your outlook on life. Is it optimistic or pessimistic? Okay. And if you like this episode, be sure to share it with a friend. Tag me on Instagram, balancedmotherhood_. And I will see you guys next time. I love you guys. Bye.